100 years ago, the Journal of the American Medical Association launched a crusade against excessive publishing of books and articles about medicine. It is practically out of the question to be in touch with all the literature issued in any one department of medicine, JAMA editorialized, noting that it's not even possible anymore to find the time to separate the wheat from the chaff. The magazine urged self-criticism on its readers, suggesting that when tempted by publishers to cover again some well-trodden field, yield not. Bradford Kirkman Liff is a professor of health management at Arizona State University at Tempe. He's working in an area called knowledge management. Professor Kirkman Liff, if JAMA was right about the flood of information 100 years ago, surely they're even more right today.
They're absolutely right. It has become a veritable explosion. It is really impossible to keep up with the literature in more than one field at any time.
What about quality? I shudder to think what the quality of medical research sounded like 100 years ago, but what about today? What about separating the wheat from the chaff today?
Well, I think we have one advantage nowadays in that almost every journal uses a panel of reviewers to carefully examine every submission before it's printed. So I think compared to 100 years ago, the quality of the publications are at a much higher level in terms of scientific and statistical accuracy. But there is still a great deal of redundant publications, and it is still hard to separate the wheat from the chaff.
The notion that you shouldn't publish unless you have at least one good new idea, surely scholarly publications do, in the end, require that has to be something new.
There generally has to be something new, but one person's view of newness and someone else's can often differ.
I wonder, Professor Kirkman Liff, if you would mind compressing your entire curriculum into a couple of sentences here, giving us some notion of what your advice is on trying to manage information.
I would say part of it is to let go of the idea that you can keep up with everything by reading the material as it comes out. You simply have to accept that you will not know something that you might need to know until the point in time when you realize that you don't know something that you should know. And then what you do is you go find that information.
Knowledge on a need-to-know basis.
Exactly.
Professor Bradford Kirkman Liff, he teaches health management at Arizona State University in Tempe, Arizona. Professor Kirkman Liff, thank you very much.
You're welcome.